pleased to be joined on the line right now by Kathleen Gantley, who is one of the candidates running for the leadership of the NDP here in Alberta. I guess, first of all, Kathleen, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, as mentioned, you're running in the NDP leadership, one of a few different names that have thrown their hats to the rings to try and replace Rachel Motley as the leader of the NDP here in Alberta. I guess, first of all, first question for you here today is, what made you decide to run in the race?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of it has to do with the team that we've been building. You know, I have a ton of support from my caucus colleagues, but also from a lot of sort of longtime party members and people who worked around the party. So, you know, I think we can build the team that we need to win in 2027. I also am really excited to talk to folks about the economy. You know, I think sometimes as New Democrats, we shy away from that from a little, and I think that's a bit unfortunate because I think that our ideas on the economy actually are right. You know, I think we did an incredible amount for diversification when we were in government, but I also think, you know, our view that when you give more to the middle class, that's actually better for the economy than giving more to the rich the way the conservatives would tend to. I actually think that that's not only well supported by evidence, but it's understood by people in their everyday lives. So that tends to be a top of mind concern for people, especially, you know, right now. People are really struggling to afford their mortgage, to afford their rent, to put away a little extra for tomorrow, or even to, you know, have a little extra to go out to a restaurant. So I think that's a top of mind issue, and I think it's something we should be talking about more.
And as you've been kind of going around the province and sort of your campaign here, what are kind of some of the big kind of recurring things that you've heard from people out there?
Yeah, so, I mean, I have been incredibly touched by the amount of support that has come forward. You know, traveling around the province, we hear all sorts of issues. Again, that piece around the economy does tend to be top of mind. You know, we have a government who's running around telling everyone, like, the economy is great, but that's not actually really, you know, the lived experience of people on the ground. Most people are struggling to afford their mortgage or their rent. They're struggling to pay, you know, skyrocketing electricity bills or buy groceries. So that's a really big concern. A lot of people concerned too about things like, you know, Daniel Smith's plan to opt us out of the Canada Pension Plan. You know, people are really worried about their retirement security and what the UCP is going to do with that money. So that's like a real big one as well.
And certainly you kind of touched on it a little bit there. Definitely a cost of living, a major issue for people around the province. And I know I've heard a lot from people here in the Peace region around that, just with people, you know, struggling to pay bills, you know, with power bills going up, grocery prices going up, all kinds of things. What's kind of sort of in your kind of platform, I guess, in addressing some of those kind of cost of living concerns?
Yeah, so the first policy we rolled out is one that would see the basic personal exemption for provincial income taxes move up to $26,000. So currently $26,000 is the low income measure. So that means anyone who is considered low income wouldn't pay any provincial income tax at all. You know, that's $400 a year to most families. And then that basically around about $148,000. So that really is targeted at lower income and middle income folks, just to make sure that they're able to afford the basics. We've also talked about, you know, increasing minimum wage because costs have gone up 18% in the last 5 years, and minimum wage at the same time hasn't gone up a dime. And we'll have a lot more rolling on that. We've also said, you know, we have committed to end price gouging in the electricity system. And so that's this thing they call economic withholding in very sort of technical language. But really what it means is that because some power companies have so much market power, they're able to kind of sell their electricity for like massive, massive profits. So what's really driving costs in our system right now is those profits. And so we would step in to end that.
We've talked a little bit about it, about this here today. Certainly the economy, a big thing that people always keep in mind, you know, especially in a lot of rural areas like up in our region where there's, you know, you've got your agriculture, your forestry, a little bit of oil and gas. You know, a lot of that stuff sort of helps contribute to the sort of economy of the province as a whole. So what's kind of the big things in your kind of economic plan, if you will?
Yeah, so a lot of it is, you know, putting more money in the hands of middle class and, you know, everyday people to make sure that they can spend that in the local economy, because there is a lot of evidence that that is a really good economic driver. But as well, you know, we'll have more planks rolling out But a lot of the stuff that we did in government, so expanded petrochemical diversification, for instance, is a big thing. Ensuring that, you know, people have access to higher wages, and there's a lot of policies that can support that. I think as well, you know, when we talk about some of the targeted grant programs we engaged in when we were in government, those were a big piece of it. But also working with post-secondaries, right, to ensure that we are getting people through with the right skills. Right now there tends to be a bit of a mismatch. You know, people are looking for decent paying jobs. Meanwhile, we have a labor shortage in a lot of areas. And so if we can find a way to get post-secondaries to help us, like, make that match a little bit better, that's better for everyone.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here, we also like to throw in a little bit of a personal question in there. Now, we know there's certainly a bit of a stressful time, I'm sure, going around in a leadership campaign like this. But on those rare moments where you get a little bit of downtime, what are kind of some things you're kind of doing to sort of maybe take the edge off a little bit there?
So I have a 6-year-old, so there's a lot of hanging out with her at various, she's really into trampoline parks right now, so that's definitely a big one. We also play a lot of Zelda in my house.
Hopefully you get some time to get to some of that there. Kathleen Ganley, one of the candidates running for the leadership of the NDP, thanks for joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.